James Weldon Johnson was born in Jacksonville, Florida, on June 17, 1871. He died in a traffic accident in Wiscasset, Maine, on June 26, 1938. And in those 67 years in between, Johnson managed to cram several lifetimes worth of work. He was a teacher, a principal, and a college English professor, a newspaper journalist and publisher, a U.S. foreign diplomat, a leader of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, a novelist, a poet, and a songwriter. In fact, it was his brilliance as a wordsmith, coupled with his younger brother's talent as a composer, that produced one of the most recognized, powerful, and enduring anthems of the civil rights movement. It was the year 1900. Adonica Toler, with the Ritz Theater and Museum in Jacksonville, picks up the story.
James Weldon Johnson was principal of Stanton School at the time, and they were going to have a birthday celebration for Abraham Lincoln. And James was writing a poem or a speech.
But he wasn't having much luck. Enter brother John.
John Roseman, by 1900, was an acclaimed actor, musician, singer, and he was touring Europe. So he decided to come home and spend time with the family before he went back to New York, to the Broadway stage. And James was struggling with these words. And so John said, man, why don't we just write a song?
So that's what they did.
While James worked on the words, John worked on the music. And they just went back and forth, James wandering the porch and John staying at their parents' piano.
On February 12th, 500 students at the Stanton School in Jacksonville, Florida, performed Lift Every Voice and Sing in celebration of what would have been President Abraham Lincoln's 91st birthday. Time passed, and the Johnson brothers forgot about their song, but the children and the teachers at Stanton kept it alive until it had spread far beyond the city where it was created.
And James discovered that when he came south, establishing southern branches of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And whichever city he went to, people were singing that song. And so the organization decided that they should adopt it as the Black National Hymn.
But what is it about this music, these words, that more than 114 years later, Lift Every Voice and Sing continues to inspire? Adonica Toler.
It says to me that no matter what challenges that I'm facing today, they're nothing compared to what my ancestors who went through, who were enslaved, who lived through segregation. So when I give tours to students, I tell them, we really don't have an excuse for not doing our best and being our best.
A group of children from Mine, Yours, and Ours Child Care and Learning Center on North University Boulevard visited the Ritz Theater and Museum recently, where, standing shoulder to shoulder on the stage, they sang the song they all knew by heart. Sid Hoskinson, WJCT News.
The present has brought.